to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here working on improving our financial IQ and really all of the IQs that are required to lead a balanced life. This is a show for people who really, like me, they just kind of want more out of life. They want to drive the Ferrari. They want to travel. They want to spend more time with the family. And it's for people who are dissatisfied with their financial position after working long periods of time, like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and some people even more. They've worked 35 years, 40 years, and they're still not in the financial position they want to be in. What those two groups have in common, if they're listening to this show, is they're willing to do something about it. And that is not everybody. A lot of people talk about wanting to be in shape, wanting to have an incredible marriage, wanting to be wealthy, but look at their actions. They do nothing about it. Get up, go to work, come home. Get up, go to work, come home. Today I want to talk about three subjects: delusion, expectations, and regret. And these are touchy subjects because they're kind of painful to discuss. So I'm going to try to keep it on the lighter side, but and be cautious not to beat yourself up as you hear what I'm saying. That doesn't do any good whatsoever. Nothing. Here's what I mean by that. Let's talk about delusion from the financial point of view. I'll talk about delusion from the health point of view as well, because it's actually easier to relate to because so many people are doing it. They don't even realize they're obese. They don't even realize they're morbidly obese. They're in denial because deep down they do know. But let's talk about finance first. And to understand denial, it's really delusion, denial. It's really when you know something's wrong, but you keep doing what you're doing, even though you know it's not working. The example I'll give you is someone hits midlife. They turn 40. And let's talk about that for a second. Here's another delusion. When I watch TV, I see people referred to as middle-aged when they're in their mid-50s. Are they suggesting you're going to live to 110? 55 is not midlife. 55 is much later in life. 2 times 40 is 80. 40 is midlife. That's when you should really be waking up. And if you really want to be smart, 35. What's 2 times 35? 70. Our life expectancy, males, 72, 73. Females, I think it's 80, 84, 85. 35 to 40 is midlife. So there's an example of people lying to themselves, being in denial, and being delusional about life. And what people do, if they're smart, is they wake up on that 40th birthday and they go, hold on a minute, 2 times 40 is 80. Man, I'm halfway there. And they look at their finances and they go, I'm not in the financial position I want to be in. They look at their IRAs, their 401ks, their savings. They go, I got a couple hundred grand after 40 years. And they don't go like this. What they should do is go, wow, I've got 200 grand. I'm 40. Let's double that. That's what I'll have at 65. I'll have 400 grand, which translates to about $1,800 a month in retirement. How many of you can retire on $1,800 a month? You can't. That is living in reality. That is facing the truth. But people are not doing that. They're waking up on that 40th birthday and just living in la-la land. Ignorance is bliss. They pretend like they don't notice. But deep down, there's pain. Deep down, they know what they're doing isn't working. But you know what most people do? Is they go, huh, I'm 40, I've worked about 20 years. I'm not in the financial position I want to be in. I know. I'll do the same thing another 20 years and I'll get rich. It'll be totally different. My expenses will drop because my kids will graduate college. I'll have more to save. I'll really get down to it and focus on saving and live below my means. And they give themselves this sales pitch that somehow they're going to save more money between 40 and 65 than they did between 20 and 40. That is ludicrous. Do you know that the average American is going to spend $200,000 on medical expenses after 40? Did you have that in mind? Or did you not look that up? Inflation also reduces the value of the money you have saved. Meaning that $2 loaf of bread is going to be $4 in 20 years, 25 years. So the concept that your expenses get lower in the second half of your life is completely wrong. And that's why 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. They're either dead or dead broke. To get out of delusion, what you have to do is you have to start measuring everything in your life. How much money you have, how much passive income you have, how much you weigh, how often are you romantic with your wife. Everything has to be measured in order to get out of that delusional state. And we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about really delusion. We're going to talk about raising your expectations and preventing a nasty little thing called regret. But we're talking about delusion now. Now what I want to do is offer you some solutions and give you some funny characteristics of the delusional person. let's talk first about, well, let's get back into what I was talking about at the very end of the last segment, where I was talking about you got to measure everything. You got to be, you have to. You can't have a goal that's not measurable. How could you ever reach it? How would you ever know you reached it if you can't measure it? So every goal has to have, you have to measure it on a regular basis. And finances, here's, I've actually, and this isn't one or two people I've consulted with. This is dozens, maybe even over 100. But I'll say to them, where's your money? It's in an IRA, it's in the stock market, it's whatever. How much do you have? Well, I don't know. It's been kind of volatile, so I haven't looked. Haven't looked? Do you see how easy it is to fall into delusion? You just block it out. Pretend like it's not there. Delude yourself. Hey, there's no problem. Yeah, I lost $300,000 in the stock market last year. It's like, you better look, even if it's painful. You got to measure. And when you start measuring, that delusion goes away very quickly. A lady came to me, and I could tell she had lost some weight. And I asked her, I congratulated her. And she goes, yeah, I've lost 50 pounds. I've got 30 to go. And I asked her, I said, I just don't understand. It takes a lot to gain 80 pounds. I mean, you figure there's 3,500 calories per pound of fat times 80. Let's do that real quick. 80 times 3,500. That's 280,000 calories divided by, and let's say 500 would be a average meal. That means they ate 560 unnecessary meals in addition to their normal three meals a day. Getting obese is not easy. People run around and go, oh, it's so easy, it just happens. No, it doesn't. You got to work at it. You got to pound the food away. And I asked her, I said, how in the world did that happen? She goes, Steve, and she used the word delusional. She goes, I was delusional. I convinced myself that my washer and dryer were shrinking my clothes. Not that I was getting fat, that my washer and dryer were shrinking my clothes. And you have to understand, this is a very bright, fun, intelligent, kind person. This isn't some dummy. This delusion happens to everybody. Everybody. Here's one of my favorites. I had a guy, 50 pounds overweight, and he made the comment that he was a perfectionist. I was like, what are you trying to be perfectly round? What are you talking about? You're not a perfectionist. But people lie to themselves. They're delusional. Oh, I'm a perfectionist. Everything has to be perfect. You're 50 pounds overweight. Obviously, not everything has to be perfect. Plus, there's no such thing as a perfectionist. I love when people use that term. It's just, it's embarrassing the minute it comes out of your mouth. So, delusion, the way she broke the bonds of delusion, she got a scale and started what? Measuring. And I bet you money that she's lost that other 30 pounds already. You could just see it in her eyes. There was no question that she had made that decision to be fit again. I mean, it was You could see it in her eyes. So if you recognize a little bit of delusion, I know it's painful to admit it, but that's not you. That's your ego that doesn't want to admit it. You want to admit it because it's the only way to change your life. So here's what you do. How many years have you worked? 20 years? 25 years? 30 years? Is what you're doing, let me rephrase that, has what you have been doing gotten you in the financial position that you truly want to be in? No. Here's how to break it. Look yourself in the mirror. Admit this. If you keep doing what you're doing, you will keep getting what you're getting and nothing more. Nothing more. And I borrowed that from Zig Ziglar. If you want to read any of his work, it's excellent. Zig Ziglar, spelled just like it sounds. Keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. Now here's the problem for most of you. You're going, I get that. Okay, that makes sense. I admit I'm a little delusional. But Steve, what do I do different? I don't know anything but get up, go to work, come home. Get up, go to work, come home. I only know one way to make money. That's a job. And that is extremely painful. It makes you feel hopeless, doesn't it? But there is hope. And it's not just my company. There are dozens of companies out there that train people on how to build wealth. This stuff is not secret. You could also just go to the library and study for 5 or 10 years, and you'll figure it out that way. Now, it's much better to spend $500 or $1,000 and learn it in one day compared to 5 years or 10 years. But hey, I'm not going to tell you how to do it. I know what I would do. I know what I did. I went and paid to get the information quickly so I didn't waste 5 or 10 years of my life. But that, if you want to go to the library and get it all for free, do it. Just do it. If you want to get it faster, join a local real estate investor club or investor club like mine. Doesn't have to be mine. But you've got to learn how to build a second stream of income. When you look at the 5% of Americans who retire successfully, almost all of them have second, some of them third, fourth, fifth, sixth streams of income. That seems to be the secret. It's not a secret, by the way. It's been around, the concept has been around for thousands of years. But it has to be done. And it requires getting out of that delusional state, admitting you're not in the financial position you want to be in, which takes humbleness and control of the ego. And the interesting thing, remember when I said this is painful? Remember, it's only your ego that feels the pain. You don't. You're fine with it. This is probably a whole show to explain this, but it's the ego that causes the pain. It's your ego that's hurt. It's your ego that doesn't want to admit that what you did for 20 years didn't work. Hey, I invested 20 years in this. I'm not going to admit it didn't work. Well, that's the ego talking. You better get that thing in check. Then we go on to raise your doggone expectations. Raise your expectations. That's it. You've got to do it. Because, see, If you've worked 20 years at, say, 100 grand a year, guess where your expectations are? 100 grand a year. And guess what life will pay you? 100 grand a year. But did you know that if you raised your expectations to $1 million a year, do you know what you would make? $1 million a year. And I know that sounds overly simple, but there was a poem written about this by, let me make sure I get her name right, Jessie B. Rittenhouse. And I bet you've heard this, which is why when I read it, I see people in the audience put their head in their hands because go, I read that when I was a kid. Why didn't I listen to it? I'll read it to you as soon as we come back from the break. It's pretty short. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. And remember that my email, a couple of you have emailed me, and I really appreciate it. Very kind words. I cannot reserve you a seat for the workshop tonight. You got to go to GetTotalWealth.com, GetTotalWealth.com. In the upper right-hand corner, it says free sample class. So let me see if I read this correctly. It's kind words about the show. I appreciate it. But then it says, I want to stop being delusional. When is your next free workshop and can you reserve me a seat? Again, I can't reserve you a seat by email. Please go to GetTotalWealth.com and in the upper right-hand corner, you can click that button. And the class is this evening from 6:30 to 8, and those are real times. We start right at 6:30, and everybody's done and out of here by 8. Okay, phone lines are open now. Don't worry about the discussion that I'm having. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And when we finished the last segment, we were talking about raising your expectations. And I got an anonymous email here about the Bible that says the verse he's referring to is ask and you shall receive. And he goes on with it's a very encouraging email. I think that it's important to go read that. He doesn't give me, in fact, if you would email me back and give me the exact chapter, because it was such a simple phrase, but it's so doggone true. If you ask for an apple, you'll get an apple. If you ask for lobster and baked potato, you'll get a lobster and baked potato. Here's that poem I promised you by Jessie B. Rittenhouse. And I guarantee most of you have heard this. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is just an employer, he gives you what you ask. But once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I had asked of life, life would have paid. And for me, that was just such a profound concept along with the verse in the Bible that just made me realize, man, there's something to this. And when I wrote down my goals 30 years ago that started all this, yeah, that's right, 30 years ago. Yeah, 31, going on 31. I wrote down my expectations for everything. And I pushed myself to write down goals, some of which I thought I could never achieve. The funny thing is, I achieved all of them and more. I remember going back to that sheet, and it was like a 4-foot by 2-foot sheet, and going, man, I didn't believe I could do that, and I did it. I didn't believe I could do that, and I did it. I didn't believe I could do that, and I did it. It built my confidence in ways I can't even describe. It just amazed me that by writing it down and beginning to measure it, I felt like the world aligned itself for me. After I wrote down my goals and really started focusing on them, it seemed like everywhere I turned, someone was there that could help me towards my goals. And I'll tell you this, Steve Jobs says this as well. Do you know that I've never asked for help and didn't get it? I'm 56. I've asked for help a lot. Every single time that I've ever asked for help, I have received it. The planets aligned after I raised my expectations and wrote down, again, goals that seemed almost unachievable. No, they did seem unachievable, not almost. I didn't think I could achieve certain things, and did. But if I had not pushed myself to raise my expectations, none of those things would have happened. And then I'll give you a quick point. When you set your goals and you raise your expectations, you're going to get the same feeling I did. Ooh, suddenly the world has aligned itself for me. The planets have aligned. Did you know that the planets are already aligned? You're just facing the wrong way. It's true. You're in the greatest country for opportunity, and you happen to be in probably the best state, if you're in Texas, for opportunity. They have lined everything up for you. But it doesn't seem that way when you have low expectations. That's what's holding you down. Let's go to the phone lines now and go to Spring, Texas, and talk to Linda. Linda, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Excellent. How can I help?
I came to your seminar last Thursday, I believe.
Okay.
And I just had a few questions. I really enjoyed it and got a lot out of it. But I'm trying to figure out, is there a way, if I have a rental property, to keep the property but get a loan to invest in the other
arenas? Yeah. Well, how much equity do you have in the property? Well, it's better to ask this. What do you owe on the property, and what is it worth?
I owe $250, and it's worth about $850.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah.
Okay. $850 at 80%, which is what you can get, gives you $680 minus, you said, $250
mm-hmm.
is what you owe?
Yeah.
Holy Toledo. That's $430,000 of investable capital.
And do I just go, I mean, does any bank do that? Because
I've
tried to get like a small, you know, loan, and they were like, no, you've got, because I've got that house, and then I've got the house that I'm in. So well, that's the rental.
You were probably at a big bank like Chase or
yeah.
you need a investor friendly local bank that's willing to do stuff like this.
Is that where y'all come into play? Like, is that
got,
where I would?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got probably, I think, 6 different banks that we use, and I think any one of them would do that for you.
Okay. That was my question. I just wasn't sure where I would go with y'all, but that sounds like a good deal then.
Yeah. That's I can't stress enough how much money that is to get started with. The average member here probably starts with 150, 200 at most, and many start with less than 50. So that's a lot of money, and you can do well, Linda.
Okay, I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Linda, and thank you for the kind words. You take care.
Thanks.
Okay, phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or fire me an email. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And if you don't want me to use your name, put anonymous in the subject line. If there's no name in the body of the email, I won't use your name either. But fire me that email. If you've got a question about where you should move, what your next move should be to start building a second stream of income with real estate, let me know. If you've got a fear, I love to work around people's fears because I had all of them. All of them. I was afraid real estate took up a bunch of time. I was afraid I had to have perfect credit. I was afraid I didn't have enough money. Blah, 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 blah. Don't be afraid to share a fear with me, and I'll share with you how I got past that fear and how you can too. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com or give me a buzz. Use a fake name if you don't want your name out there. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. So we've hit on delusion. We've hit on raising your expectations. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about regret. And I want to share a very powerful point that Jim Rohn made. And then a gentleman I met, I don't know, 6 months ago, who was in his late 80s made, that will scare you to death, but encourage you and I hope motivate to take action. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember that the phone lines are open. If you've got a question for me, your host, Steve Davis, give me a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And please do not worry about it being a dumb question. I was a health club instructor when I started. If anybody asked dumb questions, it was me. I'm very respectful that everybody's starting from a different point. There are no dumb questions, but if you feel that way, use a fake name or email me and put anonymous, but get that quote-unquote dumb question answered because it may be holding you back. Let's go to the phone lines. We're going to go up to the Woodlands, the beautiful Woodlands, and talk to Devin. Devin, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Excellent. How can I help?
I got a little dilemma, and I'm kind of, I don't know quite what to do. I've been trying to handle this on my own, but what I got here is that I built a home 6 years ago, and right now, it's worth 140, and I don't owe but 180. And so I filed bankruptcy, and I'm out of the 13, and I'm over into a 7, and I'm having a hard time trying to get refinancing on the house, but I got it up for sale, so now I don't want to really want to sell it because it's looking good to me when I go home every day, and so now I just don't know what to do here, you know, and I'm trying to figure out should I.
What are you trying to do? Over, get access to that money so you can invest it?
Right, and so it's kind of leading me to selling it, which I don't really want to do. Because I'm tight on money, you know. So I really wish I could get it refinanced. It would be better for me because I can keep the house and still do what I got to do.
Well, question, what about your earned income? You got a good job now?
Oh, yeah, I have a good job. I'm making somewhere around 75 to 80 a year.
And so it's just the bankruptcy that's keeping you from getting qualified?
Right.
I'll tell you what, fire me an email and let me put you in touch with my most aggressive mortgage company and see if there's a workaround. There may not be, but let's at least talk to him because he's an aggressive son of a gun who pulls off deals that I thought would never go through. Fire me an email at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com.
Okay, you got it, man. I really appreciate all your help.
I appreciate your phone call. You take care, Devin. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, it's funny. People don't realize this, but did you know that it's easier to qualify for a rent house than it is a personal residence? Why? Because a personal residence comes out of your pocket. That money comes out of your pocket. When you buy rental property, it's coming out of somebody else's pocket. It's a totally different scenario. I remember the first time that I bought an apartment complex, and it was the same amount of paperwork as buying one single family house. The difference was I got 10 units instead of one unit, you know. And I was like, how did I qualify for this? I have no idea. I had to jump through hoops to qualify for my personal residence. This was actually easier to qualify for than it was my personal residence. And then the banker explained it to me. He goes, that's because that's an expense. This is an income-producing asset. We'd rather loan against the income-producing assets, which shocked me. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Have an email from Alma who just asked what's in the class tonight. What we do is we go over single family investing to build a second stream of income, commercial investing. This will talk about strip shopping centers, apartment complexes, self-storage, and apartments. Then, Alma, what we do is we show you how we integrate that second stream of income into leading a higher quality of lifestyle that includes time for family, time for romance, time for travel, and so on. So again, this evening's class, we're going to show you the basics of single family investing, the basics of commercial investing, and then 15 pillars of success that we use to run our families and businesses. It's from 6:30 to 8. And again, those are real times. You're done and out of here by 8. I hope that helps, Alma. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, the last thing that I want to discuss today, we got another caller. Give me one second. Let's go to the Heights and talk to George. George, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. Nice.
How can I help?
Listening to your program.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. How can I help?
We have been looking at purchasing something. Typically, it's going to be a single-family home.
Okay.
But when we run the numbers, we end up with a $300 or $400 possible profit per month. on a $2,000-$1,700 rent, and it just doesn't seem like that's quite enough to go through the risk of investing in something like that, and then this that profit just doesn't seem like it's going to be enough to take care of the property when things go wrong with it.
Yeah.
So are we looking at it incorrectly, or are we looking at the wrong types of property?
It's possible, because did you take, George, did you take $300 out for maintenance and vacancy, or are you just subtracting principal, interest, taxes, and insurance?
That's it.
Yeah.
We're taking the rent, those hard costs, and that's the net
that's
return,
it.
Basically.
I guess. Here, let me explain what I do. Generally, I'm buying houses that are in the 150 to 250 range. Don't go above 250 value, because rents drop the more expensive the house gets. You know, everybody thinks a $400,000 house rents for twice what a $200,000 house does. That's not accurate at all. So the sweet spot's 150 to 250, but I'm buying them all in 15, 20% below market. So that's going to reduce the PITI, and I'm staying in that sweet spot. In the class tonight that my son's giving, George, he's going to do a single family case study that shows you the cash flow, the equity capture, the equity buildup, and the appreciation, and how they affect your rate of return. You're solely looking at the cash flow, a little bit wrong, not terribly wrong, but a little bit wrong. But you also need to look at the internal rate of return, which covers the appreciation, equity capture, and equity buildup. And that takes about 20 or 30 minutes. But I would highly recommend, George, if you're aggressively out there searching and not finding what you want, come to our class. Whether you join with us or not, you'll leave that class knowing exactly what we're buying.
Got it. Okay, well, that's always an intriguing aspect of learning, obviously. But like I said, the numbers just didn't make sense.
Yeah, at full price.
I would figure the internal rate of return does in the long term, but at just the expense of running a house like that with that little profit, it seems like
at the end of the day,
you're not going to get much. If you're not used to, if you're hiring a realtor to rent, they get the first month, obviously.
Yeah, we run our own properties, George. And I rehab them completely up front, so my maintenance costs are very, very low or zero. Then I keep a reserve of $200 or $300 a month for maintenance, and I'm netting about $350 profit after PITI and $300 for maintenance and vacancy. Then I only count the other $350 as profit, which gives me about a 15, 20% rate of return. Yeah, I think you're just off a little bit, George.
Well, that could very well be. Now, what would you consider on a different aspect of investing? What is the minimum deposit or amount of money you need in order to invest in a small apartment complex?
Are you going to manage it yourself, or you want to do it passively with a syndicator?
Well, I guess we should look at both instead of narrowing
50,
it.
Yeah, let's say you went out and bought a little 10-unit, 70 grand a unit, 700 grand. You're looking at about 30% down, so about 210 total out of pocket. That would include your down payment and your closing costs. Then if you were passively investing with a syndicator, it's about $50,000, $100,000, $150,000. You know, it goes in like $50,000 increments starting at $50,000.
Okay. Do you recommend the second option over
that's
the
all
first?
I do. That's all I do now. But I would want to sit down with you, George, find out, ask some questions about what your goals are before I can answer that, George. It's some people, it's one. Some people, it's two. We're at the end of the show, George. Fire me an email if you would like. Ask Steve at gettotalwealth.com, and we'll talk more. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.